AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. This is our My Life series, and my guest today is Dave Master, city council person for the city of St. Cloud. Dave, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me, Jay.
So let's learn about Dave. So Dave, where'd you grow up? Where were you born? Where'd you grow up?
I was born in the St. Cloud Hospital, January 12, 1956. So a number of years ago. Let's see, my grandparents, on my mom's side, they had a restaurant, the Rainbow Cafe downtown. For about 40 some years. He came from Greece when he was 15 to work in the railroads back in the, you know, early 1900s. And then he had six kids. My mom was one of them. And my dad grew up in West Virginia and in a log cabin. His dad was a forest ranger for George Washington National Forest. And he joined the Navy. Then my mom and dad met in Seattle because my mom had gone out there to work as a waitress, and they met, they got married and came back and had three kids, and I'm the youngest.
Okay, well, that's kind of, you know, I guess summarizing kind of your parents' life and how they got together. So they decided to relocate back to where your mom grew up in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did your parents do when they were settled here in this community?
You know, my dad was a plumber. He learned that trade in the Navy. And actually, when I was born, he met a guy who worked for Morehead Construction, and then he got, and she was, his daughter was born the same day. And so then he got a job talking to this guy or whatever. And so he worked for Morehead Construction for the remainder of his life almost. And he worked on wastewater treatment plants, and he was a foreman and oversaw the plumbing and so forth on those projects.
Okay.
My mom was a waitress. She worked in the restaurant for a number of years. She worked at the Americana as a hostess and kind of a business manager type, and did that for a number of years. They both retired about 59, 60. So they had a pretty full life.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So do you have any siblings, Dave?
I have two sisters, two older sisters. Diane lives in St. Cloud, and she has three kids. And Gail lives out in Idaho, and she has two kids, and so they're both, actually my sister Gail owns a restaurant and out in Idaho with her husband, and they worked that for a long time.
So the restaurant industry is in your blood, is what you're telling me.
Yes, I worked.
Okay. How long did the Rainbow Cafe, how long was that open in St. Cloud?
I think it was about 40 years, he said, and I remember as a kid going over there and having, sitting in the booth and having, piece of pie, and he'd also make coleslaw and other kinds of things. But those are my fondest memories of those.
And that was downtown St. Cloud.
Downtown, right across from the old OK Cafe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So let's. What were your interests growing up in St. Cloud?
I went to Lincoln and then South and Tech. I graduated from Tech in '74, and I liked swimming. I liked playing tennis. I did that. And then I really liked the shop classes. That was the thing that really intrigued me. So I took as many of those as I could. And I think we had about 12 shop teachers at Tech at the time. So there was electronics and aviation and photo and all this stuff. And I took as many of those as I could. And then I kind of got inspired by one of the teachers, Ty Hammerlich. He was a plastics teacher. We made kayaks and canoes and so forth. And he kind of instilled in me that, you know, hey, maybe you'd make a good teacher, you know, kind of a student instructor type of thing. And so that led me to go to St. Cloud State and get a teaching degree.
Sure. Okay. Well, don't reveal too much. We want to keep going with where you're at here with as you're maturing. So as a young person, I mean, you explained those were your interests outside of just normal schooling.
Right. Yeah, I think I also worked a lot. I mean, I had a paper out in the St. Cloud Times when I was about like sixth grade, and I worked at the original Pancake House, a dishwasher, and did some of that stuff. I worked at Zehrs in the sporting goods department when I was going to college. And I was a lifeguard at Minnis a couple of years. I liked swimming and so some of those kinds of things.
Okay, so you were very active, it sounds like, as a kid.
Yeah, I think so.
When did you get your first job that was a paying job?
I would say the paper route. And before that, I used to do mowing the grass for a neighbor kind of thing. Doing some of that stuff, raking leaves.
How old were you when you were doing the paper route, do you know?
Probably fifth, sixth grade, so 11, 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that whole
101 papers up and down Killian Boulevard and Riverside and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And that was kind of the first jobs. I remember I had a paper route for a little while, then I mowed lawns, And then, and you did dishwashing, you said too.
Right.
That was my first job that was, felt like more of a real job.
Yeah. And that was my original pancake house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I remember just an endless amount of dishes and, you know, that was a never ending job.
Yeah. It was one of those things that I don't know about you, but it was, and the whole idea of just the dishes are, it's kind of a gross thing. Yeah. This is somebody else that left the plate for you, but if you're going to stay in the business, you got to just throw that aside and just be willing to be, to get your hands in that sink and deal. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And you know, the grease trap and different things like that. Cause I did you ever go into cooking at all?
I did, you know, at the American Inn, I did do some short order stuff in the morning. I do cooking breakfast food, nothing. The evening stuff was a little more difficult, but I did that, filled in with that and did bus boying. Worked at McDonald's for a while when McDonald's first opened up. That was a big deal.
The one on Division.
On Division, yeah. I was really impressed that I got the job because you wore a white shirt, black tie, and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, oh, man, this is a great job.
Yeah, and that was the first, I believe, fast food restaurant besides, you know what were the local ones, the first chain, I guess, we had in the St. Cloud area.
Before that, I did work at Charbroiler, you know, and Dave Zabinski owned that.
Yeah.
It was Dave's Supper Club. So I worked there for about a year or so. And yeah, so a lot of different.
So you bounced around with a lot of different job opportunities as a kid.
Larry Standard on Highway 10. I did oil changes and filled the gas at that time, wiped the windows, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
All right. Let's get a break now. My conversation today is with Dave Masters, longtime city council person for the city of St. Cloud. It's our My Life series. More to come in just a moment.